Hello, family and friends, and welcome to the Emmanuel Pearlgate Daily Devotional for today. We pray that your spirit will be fed, so you will be able to go through the day with Jesus on your mind and the power of the Holy Spirit in your heart. Feel free to visit us at www.epbcsf.com to learn more about us and to virtually worship with us through our virtual video library. Enjoy today's devotional.
Week 35, Thursday. Today's topic, He is Enough. By the word of truth, by the power of Yahweh, by the armor of righteousness on the right hand and on the left, by honor and dishonor, by evil report and good report, as deceivers and yet true, as unknown and yet well known, as dying, and behold, we live. As chastened, and yet not killed. As sorrowful, yet always rejoicing. As poor, yet making many rich. As having nothing, and yet possessing all things. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 7 through 10. One of the greatest aspects of one's relationship with Jesus is having complete confidence in Him. He will provide, protect, guide, and love us. We always need to remain steadfast in believing that He has the best for us. We cannot let the world's circumstance or conditions overwhelm us. No matter our struggles, problems, or situations, the Lord can handle them. He cares for us. When we are in a valley, He is right there with us. Learning to be content, happy, and full of joy in all circumstances is having full trust in the Lord for all things. This kind of mindset comes from a mature faith. Our commitment, devotion, belief, and trust in Him are anchored in our love for Him. There are many fans when their teams are in the championship, but few are committed fully when their teams are in a slump. Sometimes we can have a personal slump when we face vocational, relational, or financial difficulties. But no matter the situation, He is enough. He is all that we need. Father, thank you for all that you do. Thank you, Father, for your protection, your provision, and your love. Thank you, Father, for peace, favor, and all the blessings that you bestow upon me, Father. And most of all, Lord, thank you for my salvation. Today, Father, lead me, guide me, and help me to be content and full of your joy in all things. It is in the mighty and matchless name of my loving Savior, Jesus Christ, that I pray. Amen.
Thank you for tuning in with us on today. We pray that you enjoy today's devotional and that it will be a blessing on your life. These devotionals are broadcast Monday through Saturday, so remember to tune in for our next devotional. For information, you can contact us at www.epbcsf.com. May God bless you and continue to keep you. Until next time, be blessed.